But one night, we suddenly went mad together again. We went to see Slim Gaylord in a little Frisco nightclub. Slim Gaylord is a tall, thin Negro with big, sad eyes who's always saying, "Right-a-rooney," and "How about a little bourbon-a-rooney?" In Frisco, great, eager crowds of young semi-intellectuals sat at his feet and listened to him on the piano, guitar, and bongo drums. When he gets warmed up, he takes off his shirt and undershirt and really goes. He does and says anything that comes into his head. He'll sing, "Cement mixer, putty putty," and suddenly slow down the beat and brood over his bongos and fingertips barely tapping the skin as everybody leans forward breathlessly to hear. You think he'll do this for about a minute or so, but he goes right on for as long as an hour, making an imperceptible little noise with the tips of his fingernails, smaller and smaller all the time, till you can't hear it anymore and the sounds of traffic come in the open door. Then he slowly gets up and takes the mic and says very slowly, "Great, Aruni! Fine, Ovadi! Hello, Aruni! Bourbon, Aruni! All Aruni! How are the boys in the front row making out with their girls, Aruni? Vati, Aruni, Rooney." He keeps this up for 15 minutes, his voice getting softer and softer till you can't hear. His great, sad eyes scan the audience. Dean stands in the back saying, "God, yes," and clasping his hands in prayer and sweating. Sal, Slim knows time. He knows time. Slim sits down at the piano and hits two notes, two C's, then two more, then one, then two. And suddenly the big, burly bass player wakes up from a reverie and realizes Slim is playing C-jam blues. And he slugs in his big forefinger on the string, and the big, booming beat begins, and everybody starts rocking, and Slim looks just as sad as ever. And they blow jazz for half an hour. And then Slim goes mad and grabs the bongos and plays tremendous, rapid Cubana beats and yells crazy things in Spanish, in Arabic, in Peruvian dialect, in Egyptian, in every language he knows, and he knows innumerable languages. Finally, the set is over. Each set takes 2 hours. Slim Gaylord goes and stands against a post, looking sadly over everybody's head as people come to talk to him. A bourbon is slipped into his hand. "Bourbon Aruni. Thank you, Owadi." Nobody knows where Slim Gaylord is. Dean once had a dream that he was having a baby, and his baby was all bloated up blue as he lay on the grass of a California hospital. Under a tree, with a group of colored men, sat Slim Gaylord. Dean turned despairing eyes of a mother to him. Slim said, "There you go, Aruni." Now, Dean approached him. He approached his God. He thought Slim was God. He shuffled and bowed in front of him and asked him to join us. "Right, Aruni," says Slim. He'll join anybody, but he won't guarantee to be there with you in spirit. Dean got a table, bought drinks, and sat stiffly in front of Slim. Slim dreamed over his head. Every time Slim said, "Aruni," Dean said, "Yes." I sat there with these two madmen. Nothing happened. To Slim Gaylord, the whole world was just one big Aruni.